Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to my podcast. Today, I'm going to do something a little different. If you follow my podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network, you know that my podcasts tend to be a little eclectic. Some of it is just when things come across my path, things I'm interested in, things I'm wanting to promote, maybe even the time of year, which means that at Christmas, I do some things on Christmas. I just did some things on Valentine's Day. I'm recording this in February of 2020. I did something on Black History Month, but then I also do things on the coronavirus or issues in the church or spiritual warfare, a lot of things on spiritual warfare. Well, I'm going to talk today about something I don't think I've ever done a podcast on, and that is vision and goal setting. And the reason I'm doing this is because my wife and I are actually leading a small group in our church here in Orlando, Florida. And I prepared some materials. I've taught on this before. I've made speeches on it. I've written about it, of course. And I got a good response. And I thought, you know, I'm going to do a podcast. My listeners will be interested. It'll be interesting to me to see what kind of response I get. Sometimes I get 1,000 downloads. And this week I got 50,000 on one podcast. Almost a million podcasts so far this year. It's just phenomenal growth. And I appreciate those who listen and tune in and also share it on social media. So it's a business, it's a group of business owners, you know, all Christians, of course. And there are only, other than getting acquainted the first session, there's only six sessions. There's a limit to what you can cover. And as someone who started a business, Charisma Media, basically from scratch with a cash investment of $100, believe it or not, you know, I can relate to these people. And I just wanted to share from my own experience things that we had done, things that I have found to be true, mistakes we've made, and then to get the group to, you know, share ideas. And I wanted people to actually accomplish something. So I've come up with some homework, believe it or not, and some of my concepts I put on paper so they could think about it during the week, and I didn't feel that I needed to get it all in a, you know, hour-long sermon or lecture. So the very first thing that I felt we needed to talk about was having a vision to succeed and setting goals. Because in business, and really in all of life, unless you have a vision, you won't get anywhere. In fact, the scripture says in Proverbs 29:18 that without a vision, people perish. So that's what I'm going to talk about in this podcast. But I'll just tell you, the next session, we're going to help them to try to define their business and service and to think clearly about it, and also how to deal with problems, problem solving, dealing with discouragement, that kind of thing. Then we're going to take inventory of where we are financially. A lot of people don't even know their net worth. They don't know how much debt they have. And, you know, I'll elaborate on that later. Then we're going to define SWOTs. Have you ever heard of SWOTs? It stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Then a session on time management called Getting More from Your Time. And when I've taught this in the past, I always got the best response on that. And then finally, how does your faith relate to your business? Or even how to use faith? Kenneth Copeland told me years ago when I interviewed him that faith is like a tool that you can use. And that was an important concept for me to learn as a young businessman, as someone who had an idea to start a small church magazine. And so I'll share with you what I have learned so far. You know, John Maxwell said that 10 years of experience does not make you better. It's 10 years of evaluated experience that makes you better. And as business owners, and this would apply to people who aren't business owners, we've got to evaluate where we go, including our goals and visions. You know, they say that some people spend more time planning their vacation, especially if it's overseas, than they do planning their lives. And I'm just trying to get people to understand some of these concepts that aren't necessarily spiritual. Now, it is important as Christians that we're good stewards of the time that God gives us and our talents and abilities. I mean, there's a lot of parables about using your talents. God has given each of us only a certain amount of time on earth to accomplish His wills and purposes in our lives. But what I went into was not necessarily how to set goals in getting in better health, although that's important. And I've done that in other settings. I've mentored men, I've taught classes on that, or even how to have a better quiet time. Although in the group, I actually pulled together some scriptures that mean a lot to me personally that I have actually used, things that people can meditate on. I printed it out so that they could do it in their quiet time. And at the end of this podcast, I'm going to share some of those scriptures with you, just so you can kind of get the Word of God in your mind and heart. But isn't it ridiculous that we would spend more time planning our Christmas list or a big fancy party or a wedding or a vacation than we do planning our lives? So I encourage people to sit down and write down, first of all, what is their vision? What is their overarching goal in life? And I had a handout where I asked this question. There's a place for them to fill it out. I told them, fill this out on your own time. You know, we're not wanting to embarrass people in front of the group. But a lot of people, you know, when you're confronted with that, you realize that, you know, you sort of know what your vision is, but it's hard to put into words. And what is your overarching goal? And it's got to be more than just getting through the month and paying your bills. You know, even as small business people, sometimes we can just be so focused on grinding it out in our business and, you know, trying to make a living that we don't really think about our lives. And really our lives, our businesses are only part of our lives, so we can earn money to provide for our families and feed ourselves. You know, the Bible says if you don't work, you don't eat. And in earlier cultures, they would have to farm in order to eat and work, you know, build some kind of lodging where they're away from the elements and whatever dangers are out there. But today, of course, in our culture and society, we mostly live in cities. Somebody else grows our food for us, and we grow businesses in order to, you know, advance ourselves. So I also posed this question. It was one that my late mentor, Jamie Buckingham, asked me. And when he asked me this, I had a very difficult time answering it, but going through that process was pivotal. It was absolutely pivotal in my life. And of course, Jamie Buckingham became my mentor and friend and really was a lot of the reason the Charisma magazine was a success, because it was very, very small. Nobody ever heard of it. Nobody had ever heard of me, but he was very well respected. He brought a quality of writing and journalism and spiritual insight that we really needed. So here's a question. You ready? What would you do if you knew you could not fail? And the important part is, knew you could not fail. Knew it. Of course, none of us really know that, but hypothetically, what would you do? Would it be something different? Here's another question. What makes you truly happy, joyful, and content? We sort of know it, but can we write it down? And really, we ought to do those types of things that make us joyful and content. And, you know, an example would be if you enjoy being outdoors and working with your hands, you know, maybe some form of gardening or agriculture, and, you know, that can be pretty successful business. But, I mean, you know, if you enjoy music, you know, it helps you know how to move. In fact, one of the best ways to start a successful business is to find something that you're passionate about, that you really, really enjoy, and that there's a market for, and succeeding in that way. And in a way, I'm an example of that. I enjoyed writing and journalism and meeting people and networking and reporting on what the Holy Spirit was done, and that has become my life's work. Then I asked them to write down, how do you want your life to look in 6 months? And really, this is not the greatest goal in the world, but hey, to get started, to think about it. Or write down one major thing you want to achieve in the next month. When you write goals, they have to have three things. They must be achievable. It cannot be too easy to achieve. It must be measurable. And a lot of goals really aren't goals, but they're dreams, you know. Or it's just a feeling, you know. They don't want to be broke anymore, or they want to have enough money to pay their bills. Those aren't really goals. Instead, a goal would be specific and measurable. I will do an honest, detailed budget within 1 week, or I will find $100 per month that I can cut from my spending, or I will read one book a month on being financially free, or I will downsize my house and keep the car I have in order to get out of debt or to have more cash flow that I can invest in my business. Those are examples of measurable goals. And here are three things that are very, very critical to and powerful to help you achieve them. First of all, you have to write them down. Most people never write down any goals. You must review them regularly and update them as needed. And you need to commit them, at least the important ones, to accountability partners. And I told the group, after they write their goals, they need to go through and circle the three most important. And I said, email them to a friend, you know, a brother in the church, you know, your own brother or sister, somebody you went to college with, you know, your best friend, and just say, keep me accountable. Ask me about them. And then as you're able, as you interact, you can say, hey, you know, I'm taking a class on this new thing down at the community college. You know, that was my goal, and that'll help me get to my bigger goals. And then you have to do it now. And because if you don't do it now, you'll never get around to it. And then once you do it, you need to do something small every day, every single day. You can find 5 or 10 minutes to do something toward that goal. For example, if your goal was to get out of debt, first of all, you need to say by when. By December 31st or 2022, you know, whenever it is. Well, what can you do? You can maybe look up an article on getting out of debt. You could gather your bank records and your credit card records to kind of get an idea of exactly where you stand, because a lot of people don't stand. You can do a little arithmetic and say, well, if I could reduce it so many $100 every month, I'd be out of debt at a certain time, or I could quit using my credit card, which keeps it from going up. I mean, just little things every single day. And, you know, there's a lot more I could say about it. And you'll notice I say this generally because I know that most people never write it down any goals. They never share them with an accountability partner. And you know you can do this if you're Christian or not. And maybe your goal is to spend more time in the Word. And really, maybe I'll do a podcast on that sometime and even share with you some of the things that I've learned over the years for my own quiet time. I call it the hour of power, first part of every day. I'm reading through the New Testament this year. There are different books that I read. Sometimes I will go online to the International House of Prayer in Kansas City. They have an app. You can actually participate in their worship. You know, in let's say, I'm just using this hypothetical, your goals. You know, you could say, I want to spend an hour a day. And one thing I could do is download the IHOP app or check it out or try it once or whatever. I think being healthy is very, very important. I was never much of an athlete when I was young, but, you know, I've worked out over the years and I've become a runner. I watch what I eat. And for my birthday, I just did 69 pull-ups. I did 50 pull-ups this morning, the day I'm doing this podcast. That's important to me. And, you know, the thing is, I could talk for hours about this. I don't have hours. You don't have hours to listen. I'm just trying to get you to do something. I personally believe that something is better than nothing. And I'm going to close with the Word of God. And I hope you take time to listen to it. The nice thing about a podcast is if it is meaningful to you, you can back it up and listen to it again. So here's Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord, plans for peace and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Or Proverbs 20:24, a man's steps are directed by the Lord. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Jeremiah 10:23 says, I know, O Lord, that a man's life is not his own. It is not for man to direct his steps. Psalms 37:23-24 says, the Lord delights in the way of the man whose steps he has made. Though he stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Isaiah 58:11 says, the Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. Like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. And then Isaiah 30:21, whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Psalms 5:3 says, in the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait expectantly. Romans 8:18, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing to the glory that will be revealed in us. And in Philippians 3:13-14, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 12:9-10 says, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Psalms 37:23-24. The Lord makes firm the steps of the ones who delight in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall. The Lord upholds him with his hand. 1 Timothy 6:12 says, fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I hope you enjoyed that. There are many, many scriptures that we could share. I was thinking of businessmen. These are actually scriptures that I literally reflect on myself in my own quiet time. And I felt that these things about God's making your path straight, of having plans for you, of helping you to be strong in the face of adversity, I thought they would encourage business people, but really they would encourage everyone. So I'll wrap up this edition of my podcast. I'll encourage you to check out my other podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network. I actually have two. One is called The Strang Report. I've had over 3 million downloads so far. And then I've started a new one called God, Trump, and the 2020 Election. It goes along with my book, so anything having to do with Trump, the election, the impeachment, you know, any of this, I do on that podcast. I actually had one podcast with Doug Weed that has over 110,000 downloads. It had to do with the impeachment. I only started this podcast at the first of the year. And it's just a way to keep in touch with me. And it will be interesting for me to see when I post this. It's a little bit different format. And if I get a good response, I'll do the other lessons. If I don't get a good response, I'll figure, well, nobody cares. But I just wanted to share this with you. I'll share it with people in my own church. In a way, this is like you coming to my home group, except that you don't get any refreshments, and we don't go around the circle and tell our names and comment on the different things. But you can email me if you like. I would be interested. I'll give you my email name and address. It's my name, steve.strang@charismamedia.com. Tell me that you listen to this podcast, and tell me if it's worth it. Somebody suggested that I put these scriptures online, and maybe I will. But if we do that, we will share that. And when, I have no idea when I'll do the other lessons, maybe closer to when we do it. But I wanted to try this. I guess I got kind of excited. I got a good response from the people in the group, some really great people. And I hope that this blessed you. That's why I did it. So thank you for listening. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.